Hoping them in. Can't believe it. Just unbelievable. The atmosphere about there afterwards and just the excitement. Nothing to say to you there. It's just unbelievable. We made it. Like, history in the making there, Kieran. And it's just unbelievable. Just so happy for all the boys there, as I say. Like,
we know Bart has had huge success in recent times, a great proud tradition when it comes to hurling in Donegal. Talk to me about Bart representing not just the county at a provincial stage, but representing now the province on a national stage. Has that happened much, and have you reached many All-Ireland semi-finals in the lifetime of your club?
Kieran, this is the first, as I say. We're creating a bit of history here within Donegal and the club. We, like, even this year, like, we lost out in a semi-final in the county championship, but we got the opportunity to go ahead or go forward and represent Ulster in the junior, and listen, we grabbed it with both hands. Boys bought on this, trained hard, they were geared up for it, they were all for it, and they got their award today. And you say, it's just unbelievable. They know that you're representing your club in an All-Ireland semi-final in the junior hurling. Like, it's unbelievable. You know yourself, Kieran, I'm sure, the history of our own club. Like, through 2011, we came over here in Birmingham and we lost out to Full and Gales at the same stage last year. So, or that year, sorry. So, we've got a step further this year. No, listen, we're just over the moon, delighted here.
We're going to talk about the game itself, today's encounter, in just a moment, Enda. But in terms of prior and preparation for today's big match, what was the knowledge like? What was your knowledge like of Thomas McCurtains? And did you come across these players in the past, like playing for other clubs or colleges or inter-county level?
The only thing that we really had, Kieran, was there's three of them were on the London panel. So, obviously, the likes of Mickey McCann there and the boys that from our own team here that play in the county, they would have known names and that. But that, honestly, that was it. We were coming over here to the unknown. Bar them three boys representing our county, representing London, that was the only real three names that we had. And today, they had a lot of good hurlers there today. The first half kind of made us realise, right, boys, we're on a game here. This is a good side. And then after, when we got on we got them on at half time and reassured that, or made them aware of that we're on a game and we're up against a tough team, that's when the boys knuckled down and realised and they started to play. And thankfully, we got over the line. Like, but other than that, that was the height of what we knew of them.
Just for the listeners back at home, may be unfamiliar, at half time, Bart trailed 12 points to 1-4. How disappointed were you at the first half showing? I know that goal keeping you in it, Kieran Brady, with the first half goal. I know you were against the breeze as well, Enda.
That's that, as you say, 5 points, bit of a breeze. But going by the last few weeks, the way our boys have dug deep and come out in that second half and I crawled it back. They have that never say die attitude. We had a few ways there today. We got it back to, as you say, Kieran with the goal in the first half. Thankfully, that kept us kind of within touching distance. They got a few good scores for themselves, to be fair, and pulled away from us. But the boys, we got them on at half time, gave them a bit of a pressing down, settled down again, and then we prepared and went out for the second half. And listen, the boys were just at the game. It's just not too good for heart care when you're standing on the line watching it, believe me.
Yeah, speaking of standing on the line, will there be a little bit of sitting down, a little bit of dancing done now? Is there much celebrating coming up, twinning cup champions, also qualifying for an All-Ireland semi-final?
Oh, 100%. Overdue for, well deserved for them, to be honest. We're actually just sitting here and right slipping a minute and having a bite deep, and the boys are having a few drinks there. So, as I say, we do have an All-Ireland semi-final to prepare for. But listen, they can enjoy this. They can have tonight and tomorrow, and we'll get back at it during the week again, back to training, and we prepare for our All-Ireland semi-final. It's unknown territory again for us. It's been in a semi-final, but as I say, it's history for us, and we're delighted to be there, and we'll take, hopefully do enough to try and get prepared as best we can and get over the line for another step.
Iskey have done great work in recent years, as County Sligo, in terms of hurling. Do we know a date or a venue for the All-Ireland semi-final, Enda, before I let you go?
No venue as of yet, Kieran. And do know it's the weekend of the 20th, 21st of December. But venue and things, other things, nothing heard or nothing through yet, unless it's come through there as a Monday here. But nothing definite. But we'll be looking forward to it. That'll make, if you get through to that, that'll make your Christmas that wee bit sweeter, wouldn't it?